The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, you guys, don't ever take the JV Show for granted, because one day we might just might not be able to do the show.
Who can I fire over this? I need to fire someone. Bring that engineer in here and let me fire him. Oh, wait, we don't have any engineers? Oh, we already fired them.
I think that might be the issue.
Okay. Right.
Well, bring in our production assistant. Let me fire
all
them.
Right, the JV Show is finally on after a long morning of technical difficulties. I'm Selena, by the way.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hopefully, we have a couple people still listening after that train wreck earlier.
No, they're gone.
Well,
bring them in here. I'll fire them. You're fired. I'm going to fire you too.
Right.
Oh, wait. They already left.
So next on the JV Show, we are going to finally get the show started. Jess, we're going to talk TV as we do every Tuesday morning. Right. What are you watching?
So remember last week, someone recommended Dating Naked UK?
You watched it?
I started watching it, you guys.
Seriously?
I have a lot of thoughts.
I have so many questions. All right, let's talk about that next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Quality for nine. Yeah! The Bay's number one hit music station.
I'm so salty right now. Selena,
Go ahead, Graham. Let it out.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I can't. I got no drops to play. I can't. Right there, that's where normally I'd hit the button. Graham. Where Jess going, yeah!
I know.
And I can't even do that because all the technology problems that are stacking up today.
But Graham,
and I'd love to fire that engineer that just came in here with that stupid look on his face. Oh, wait, we don't have an engineer. We already fired all.
But the one in the cloud that told us to just find a new studio.
Yeah, I'd love to fire that guy.
Complaining about you to the boss.
What, are we supposed to walk down the street knocking on doors? Hey, do you have a radio studio in here?
That
we could use?
Hear me out, though, guys. I think I know why this is happening.
Why?
Because somebody in this room has been taunting the spirits. The spirit world in general.
Oh. Wow.
Somebody in this world, in this room.
So they dove into our computers.
That was you, Graham.
Well, Graham,
unplugging
first,
everything.
They attacked your home and now they're coming for your job.
Got it.
So, yeah. Thanks a lot.
And we know one of the easiest way for a spirit to communicate
Annabelle.
Is like through technology.
Through technology,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it
they're
is.
Very tech savvy.
No, it honestly
they're
is.
They're super tech savvy.
They're able
see,
to.
See, there you go, being a smartass again.
Yeah.
And this
That's
is the
fine.
Reason why it's all happening.
So
Shout
if we're not here tomorrow, blame Graham and his... disbeliefs.
Anyways, we are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Tuesday mornings, we talk about TV. Jess, you're our TV girl. What are you watching?
Yep, I started watching the show that was recommended to us, Dating Naked UK. It's on Paramount Plus. So I
think, Graham, you said it best. You're sick.
Yeah, you're
it was recommended. Disgusting. Didn't mean you had to watch it.
But I mean, I said I would. And I am a woman of my word. I had to actually get the free trial of Paramount Plus because I didn't have that platform. So I only have this week to watch it. But... 10 singles in a villa dating each other to find love. The catch is they're all naked.
Completely naked.
All the time. I don't know how or why anybody would sign up for something like this. You know, you do you. But it was just so strange to me how comfortable everybody was right away. And
I mean, some people are nudists. Like they honestly don't mind it.
But do you think that these people on this show are coming from that background?
No.
Can I? I got a sidebar with Selena just really
quick.
Graham. Sorry, Jess. If you could just step out of the studio, that'd be great. Go find another studio.
Yeah, go find a spare one.
Go find a spare one. I like that engineer's suggestion. Our buddy said he said had tagged all of us. I'm the only one that still checks Twitter, aka X. Uh-huh. And he had posted a few clips of that of the show Dating Naked or whatever it's called. And I showed a clip of that to Jess because I was like, oh my God, look, I mean, you're going to see a lot of dong, you know? Like,
and she ran to go watch it.
And then she ran and went and watched it right after that because I don't know that 30-second clip that he sent, I was like, I've seen enough. I can't. Like, it's too much.
Wow, but you stuck through half the season already, Jess.
And
Jess
can I come back in?
Ran went out. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Did you find us another studio that
no,
works?
No, I didn't.
Dang it.
But you guys, no, it's not a pretty sight. It really isn't. Like, this is not a show that I can finish.
That's what I was saying. Off of that 30-second clip I watched, I was like, my eyes, I can't unsee it.
And it's bad.
You know when they go to, like, the confessional portion when they're interviewing somebody one-on-one, a lot of times it's just their face or whatever. Not on this show. Yeah, you're seeing them sit there on the couch and everything's hanging out.
Ew. It's worse. It looks like you're at the butcher's, like, picking out some... to describe it because it looks lumpy and gross.
It's too much. Yeah, it's too much.
Like the ladies at least kind of like the way that they sit, they're covered more.
Legs crossed
a little
guys,
bit. The guys, bam, everything is in your face.
That's
and it's
disgusting.
And the thing is...
Did you record any of it by chance?
No, Selena, but I'll show you. I'll find some clips for you.
Thank you.
But it's just so strange to me because the only thing I can think of is them being really stinky because they're out... They're on a villa and they're out in the sun. So it's like they're getting sweaty and they don't have that layer of clothing to protect them.
Yeah.
You know, so they're doing that. Okay.
There's a bunch of gnats.
Ew. Just buzzing around.
Get this, though. When they, because they actually go on dates, right?
Uh-huh.
They're on a horse. They're horseback riding naked.
No, you don't do that.
Fully naked.
That poor horse. That should not be allowed. That's animal cruelty.
But also, I don't even think that's sanitary to be putting, like, for your, it's not healthy for you to be putting everything
are they,
on a saddle.
Is it bareback? Are they riding bareback? Or there's a saddle there, right?
There's a saddle, okay, but that's still pretty gross.
Thank God.
So they're doing things like that, kayaking, I mean, everything. They're cooking in the kitchen, and everybody's just like, you know, hugging each other, super comfy with everything flopping around everywhere.
At least you said it's this is a, it's on a tropical island, right? Somewhere warm. That's good news for the guys.
Oh, my God.
You're somewhere cold.
Yeah, but
The cameras are going to catch all the angles, and you're like, it's freezing in here. What do you expect?
Is there a world in which you guys could ever be comfortable with something like this?
Never.
I think the answer is no. But I think to those people that are able to move past the barrier of this is what it's going to be, once you're there, I assume you get used to it.
I think
once... there are a lot of people in this world that are nudists, and they just get used to it, and that's just like it becomes
The norm for them.
It's the norm.
But
I think you get used to it.
What pushes this further, though, because this isn't just, I'm in a nudist community. Your body is being shown to the whole world.
Now that is a whole other element.
You know? So think about, like, these people that are on the show right now. If they don't find love here, they're going to have to be dating around. And that their new partners are going to know that everybody has seen their partner's body.
Also, because this show, you said, is on Paramount Plus. Yep. Was there any type of, like, verification to make sure you're over 18?
No.
So, like, any child that's like, oh, look, mom and dad have Paramount Plus, I can watch this?
Yeah, it gives a disclaimer, but the child could easily go past it.
I feel like that shouldn't be allowed.
I mean, you're
that's
stoked.
That's a good point. I don't.
You're a younger teen and that's what you're looking for.
I don't remember it asking me anything about this. Wow.
Are all these people, because I only saw a short clip and that was enough for me. Why are these all people that are very confident in themselves? Because you have to be, right? If you're like, everybody in the world is going to see me naked.
I would assume,
you got to feel pretty good about what you're packing or what you're working with.
For the most part, it kind of looks like it, but you do see that there are, you know, some of the singles in there that seem a little bit more shy about it. One of them even said, like, oh my gosh, it's the worst feeling that I'm being rejected while fully naked, because then you take it more personal. You're like, they don't want me because of my body.
Yeah, we spend an entire day trying to get your clothes off, and here they are already off. And so it's
takes the hard work right out of it.
Yeah, and if you're getting rejected at that point, then what does that say?
It's so strange, though. And then it makes me wonder, like, dang, because I look at them and I'm like, ew, like, I don't find you attractive right now just because you're fully naked. Like, maybe I want to see your style, and then you're
like...
Do you
mean, like, the hairstyle downstairs? That's what I was going to ask about. Okay.
Oh.
Because Kim brought, you know, she's bringing the bush back with like those thongs. And we're like, is that a thing? Do people want that? I mean, what's the hairstyles like on the show?
The ladies seem fully shaved.
Okay.
The guys, well, then, on the other hand.
That's why I had to ask before the kids get in the car.
Got it.
But I did wonder that because we're like, what is Kim doing with this new line of...
A fur.
Yeah.
Well, it's like anything. Style is cyclical. It'll come back around again. We saw baggy jeans with the skinny jeans.
That's
and now we're back to baggy
point.
Jeans. We went bushy bush to no bush. And now we're coming back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes back around again.
Full circle. Mm-hmm. All right. Today's Hot is Trending. And by the way, that is...
Dating Naked UK.
On Paramount Plus if you want to check it out. You sickos.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Britney Spears says that she has suffered brain damage. Did you guys see this long, rambling post she posted on Instagram? It's really long, way too long to read the entire thing. I'm just going to read some of it here. Britney wrote, I had a traumatic experience, as some of you know, at the end of my book, where for 4 months, I no longer had my private door and illegally was forced to not use my feet or body to go anywhere. Excuse me. People think in that part, she's referencing back in 2018, she was forced to spend, 4 or 5 months in rehab. She was still under the conservatorship at this time. She said, for a person like me who understands the sacredness is God's speed, it did more than hurt my body. Trust me, there's a lot that I didn't share in my book and still things at this very moment that I've kept hidden because it's incredibly painful and sad. I do feel the logic and mindfulness in my body as one was 100% murdered and destroyed. I couldn't dance or move for 5 months. Also in the post, she talks about her wings being taken away. She likens that to the Maleficent movie with Angelina Jolie. I don't know if you guys ever watched that, where Maleficent's wings were clipped and she couldn't fly anymore. So Brittany said, I do feel like my wings were taken away and brain damage happened to me a long time ago. 100%. I have, of course, moved on from that troubling time in my life and I'm blessed to be alive.
Whoa.
I can't tell if she means like actual brain damage. Like, did she suffer some sort of injury? Or if she's just, or if she just means trauma. I can't really.
I think it might be that.
Tell.
Did she deliver this message while dancing naked the whole time?
No.
That's what she normally does in her posts.
No, this post, it was a picture.
Oh.
It was a picture of her back. I think she was like on a horse or something like that. So it showed like her shoulder blades were her wings. Metaphorically, her wings were clipped. No, but no dancing in this one.
Interesting. I think it is trauma, though, because, I mean...
That would make more sense. Yeah, I'm like, did she get a concussion? Was she on the football field? What do you mean? Okay, but that would make more sense that she's talking about trauma here. I thought this was a really cool story having to do with Taylor Swift. Did you guys see that she quietly donated $100,000 to a 2-year-old who was battling stage 4 brain cancer?
Wow, I did not see this.
She made this donation to this little girl named Lila Smoot. Like I said, she's a toddler in a very serious condition. With a very serious condition, stage 4 brain cancer. And she just quietly hopped on their GoFundMe, gave them $100,000. And the mom was like, the money came out of nowhere. She didn't reach out to the family, didn't say anything. And what's interesting is last week I saw this article about Taylor's, one of her close friends, Ruby Rose.
Uh-huh.
Ruby Rose had said in this interview that Taylor treats GoFundMe like a social media platform where she'll just go on there and she'll scroll and she'll just anonymously donate.
That's very cool.
To like whoever she feels.
To cover people's GoFundMe.
She feels like helping. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this person's sick. Oh, let me just give him a few thousand here. And then obviously sometimes she'll leave her name. But a lot of times it's anonymous.
I love
just
that.
To help out.
That's very cool. Also, I mean, to the rest of us, because the majority of GoFundMe donations are furnished by us norms. And when we go on there, we have to think, like I donated to a friend's campaign the other day. And when you sit there and you're like, how much can I donate? You have to really think about it, right? Taylor Swift, you know, rich people, they don't have to think about that. So when we donate $100 or $50 or something on a GoFundMe, we're like, okay, I think,
hope that helps.
Yeah, it's
hope
a good cause. I hope it can do something. But you have to think about it within your own personal budget.
Right.
I
mean, and Taylor, $100K here, $10K there.
Let's give you $5,000. She has money arriving to her account faster than it can go out.
I think that's so cool. We need more celebrities like that.
Right. So I shouldn't be like belittling what she's doing. It's very cool. I'd like to see more rich people funding all the things on GoFundMe because we've got enough rich people. They could cover all the GoFundMes in this country and it wouldn't affect their wealth. That'd be nice. But I appreciate that she's doing something.
Right.
Yeah. And she's obviously not the one that spoke out about it. So who knows how long she's even been doing this without just even saying a word. And I think that says a lot.
Right.
It does.
That's the better way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Remember when stealing French bulldogs was as cool as Labubu's?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, let's hope this trend is not making a comeback because a few days ago, a Frenchie was stolen from its owner in Vallejo. This happened on October 17th. Owner was out walking near the corner of Marin and Kentucky Streets about 11:45 at night. Two suspects approached, threatened them with a knife. Suspects took the victim's wallet. They had about $100 in it. And the bulldog.
And the doggy?
Yeah. This one may have been an English bulldog. I may have misspoken. French bulldog, English bulldog.
France, England. What's the difference? They're right next to each other.
You have a French bulldog, Selena. What are they?
Difference? They look different. English bulldogs are way more like stocky and they're more roly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, excuse me for that mistake. They then fled in a what they believe to be is a white Honda Accord. There's a $500 reward out for this dog. His name is Tyson. He is unfortunately not microchipped. He is sort of a white with beige coloring on his back. So if you've seen or know anything about Tyson, $500 reward. There was a period there where we had story after story after story of bulldog getting stolen in the Bay Area. It's been a little while. It's been a little quiet. So hopefully this is not something either it has continued to go, and there were so many stories they just stopped talking. We stopped covering it.
True.
Or we've stopped doing that because it's so cruel and awful.
Right. Let's just stop.
Let's hope it's not still.
Please.
I hope it's not still an ongoing thing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Time for What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave that guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeart Radio app. Are you dill holes ready for today's clip?
I think.
When you're... doesn't fit right the first time, you just have to adjust the angle and try again.
Mm-hmm. Very
That's
simple.
True. That's good advice for some of our younger listeners. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, for our younger listeners, this is a family show,
yeah.
So keep your guesses PG. Please leave us your name and your city along with that guess, because we want to be able to shout you out if you win, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. And get those guesses in now. We are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we are going to send you today's JV Show chug mug. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
When your doesn't fit right the first time, you just have to adjust the angle and try again.
Mm-hmm. Yep, every single time.
Mm-hmm. Happens to all of us.
It does. I just have to let people know the talkback mic is working again.
Yes.
Announcement.
Yes.
It was not working and we did not get to play yesterday. The talkback mic is working this morning, you guys. Nothing else in our studio
Nothing
is working.
Else.
But
right.
The talkback mic is back up and running, which is good news.
Yeah, so we can play this today and hopefully you win today's chug mug. All right, let's go to your guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is?
Hey, JV Show. This is Earn from San Leandro and I know the talkback word is Charger.
That's a great guess. Very popular guess this morning.
I hate that when you've had a charger for way too long and you have to bend the wire a certain way for it to charge.
Why is that? Why
can't they make this right now?
Why can't they make a charger and or charging ports on phone that don't require that? I have to go through this whole song and dance half the time on my nightstand before I go to bed every night to get my phone set in exactly the right spot.
Yes.
So it'll stay charging all night.
Yes.
It's stupid.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Melanie from Millbrae, and my guess for the missing word is jeans. Can't get them up. Thanks. Have a good morning.
Jeans. Oh, my God. That's such a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Try a different leg angle and then start pulling again.
And do a few jumps.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes squatting a little bit to get them up the front, and then you can work on the back.
Jeez.
It's a lot. It's
a
lot.
Apparently.
Good morning, JV Show. John from Fremont. My guess for the bleeped out word is key. When your key doesn't fit the first time.
That's a great guess.
Good one.
Assuming that's going to be, one of the most popular today. Yep. But it ain't key. If you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back. So we're going to play more of your guesses. Coming up right now, we're going to switch gears just really quick. We have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is trip. If you can see it's late, nothing in our studio works right now. My screen doesn't work. I'm having to roll halfway across when Selena's looking at the keyword right in front of her on her screen.
I'm
rolling all the way across the room to look at the keyword. You're looking at it.
I don't want to step on your toes.
Watching Graham roll.
God, just inch over all the way from one end of the studio to the other so I can see the screen because my screen doesn't work. Can I get an engineer in here so I can fire them? Oh, wait, we already laid off all the engineers? Okay, perfect.
For your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash, the nationwide keyword is...
trip.
There
Take that over to wild949.com.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip one last time in case you missed it.
When your doesn't fit right the first time, you just have to adjust the angle and try again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys know that, right?
Mm-hmm. There's a technique.
Till you get it right. Let's go to your guesses. And remember, this is a family show, but let's see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marco from Hollister, and my guess for the bleeped out word is earrings. Thank you. Have a good day.
Not earrings. Sometimes it does happen, though.
Yeah, I will say that's a good guess.
You're just poking around in there.
Yeah. Sometimes you can get it in the front, but like it's not coming out the back.
The most annoying thing if you're already running
hurts.
Late and you're like poking your ears.
Yes.
But yeah.
Anyways,
not that.
Great guess, though. Great guess.
This is Diana in Chico, and I think the bleeped out word is plunger. movies.
Sure. Now that's a good guess. I had the old Herbert Family Plunger out last night. My kids, they use an obscene amount of toilet paper. What are you doing? You don't need to use that much. And then for whatever reason, the
toilet. You gotta get that angle right.
our toilets in our last house, uncloggable. That plunger never saw the light of day. In this house, whatever kind of toilet these are, they just clog so easily.
That's annoying.
So I have to keep the plunger on standby at all times because I know my kids are going to clog the toilet like once a week.
God, that's annoying. That's my son.
But every it is time, an angles never game. Fails. You have to find it is. Just no, the right
it really is.
Spot.
Good morning, guys. This is Lindsay and the Rogue, and I think the word of the day today is sock. Sock doesn't fit when you first put it on. Got to take it off and put it in a different angle. That seam, got to get it in the right spot. Have a great day, guys. Hope I win that chug mug.
Sock. Yep. Okay. That's a good one.
Did she say Lindsay in the Rogue? Is that her car, a Nissan Rogue? Is that what we're getting at?
Oh, is that what that reference?
Leaving
that
your name and your city along with your guests. And she's like, I'm going to tell you guys what kind of, this is Lindsay in the Rogue. Like as if she's the only person driving a Nissan Rogue out there. Is that who makes the Rogue?
Maybe. Yeah, Nissan? I don't know. No, it is Nissan.
Is she the only one that's driving a Nissan Rogue in the Bay Area this morning?
She might be. I don't know anybody who wants one of those.
Well, I just checked JV show number one amongst Rogue drivers
yes!
in the Bay Area. So
thank you,
Lindsay.
Much.
We appreciate you.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. This is Rebecca from Concord again. My second guess for the bleeped out word is car. Have a great day.
There you go.
You know, you're trying to like squeeze in there, and then sometimes you just go in at an angle.
Like in a parking spot.
Yeah.
Got it.
That doesn't happen to me.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That happens to me every time.
First try every time.
I feel like I'm a good parker, but that's happened to me. Once or twice.
What's your parallel parking skill level? I mean, we had a little parallel parking.
I'm a really good parallel parker.
On the show before, and I can't remember how you did. You did pretty good?
I think during our little test we had in our parking garage, I think I was a little far from the imaginary curb. If there was a real curb, I would have nailed it.
Got it.
My problem is I always feel like I'm already going to hit the curb, so then I stay as far away as I can. And then I end up being like
too far. Oh God, I hate people that.
And then I have to
like
get
you.
Out, and then I have to check, and then I'm like, okay, I have more space. And then I get in, and then I fix it again, and then I get out, and then I still have more space.
Why don't you just use your mirrors?
I hate when the people get out to check and then they get back in because then you think they're leaving. You're leaving. I'll take that spot. No.
You're getting back in.
You're gonna sit there and readjust your car for a half hour.
No, but see, that's the thing about me. If there are cars behind me, I will go around the block and then parallel park again when no one's behind me.
All right. You can't handle the pressure.
No, I can't.
Today's bleeped out word was car. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
When your car doesn't fit right the first time, you just have to adjust the angle and try again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we got a couple shout outs to give this morning. First and foremost, Rebecca in Concord. Now, people are going to they're going to have trouble cheering for Rebecca and Concord because we learned last week that Rebecca already has like five chug mugs.
How
maybe six,
is this possible?
And maybe this is her seventh. And there's so many people out there that have been trying religiously
That's
to win
crazy.
That chug mug. And pretty soon, I think Rebecca's just going to have to open her own Etsy shop where she just sells JV Show chug mugs because she wins them so easily. Our buddy Julie in Bay Point also had the correct answer this morning. So did Roz in Fairfield. Uh-huh. And outside of that, I think that's it, right, Jess?
Then Lindsay in the Rogue came back.
Oh, Lindsay in the Rogue came
she
back.
She left another guess and it was car again.
She's like, you know what? I'm in a car right now. I'm in a guest car.
Well, thank you everybody for playing and leaving those talkbacks. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning so you have another chance to win that chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so we are about to go to the phones to get to the Yup Nope game. But first, we have a very important talkback that we must play.
Hi, JV Show. This is Tui from Lincoln. I just wanted to comment about the lady who played the game yesterday. I just wanted to say that she was cheating. I don't understand why people cheat when they play this game. I mean, it's just a game. And the fact that she took so many pauses, long pauses, and in the end somehow managed to get the answers correct, that was very sus. So can we revoke her prize? Is there something we can do about that?
Unfortunately, I don't think we can revoke her prize because we can't prove.
Right.
I think that she was cheating. But we do ask you guys, when you play, just... It's not that serious. Don't cheat. Just have fun.
One of our core rules of the game. Yeah, have fun. No cheating. And yesterday our talkback mic was not working. We're having a bunch of technical difficulties this morning. Thankfully, the talkback mic is working. And a bunch of the talkbacks from yesterday came through, and I found great pleasure in listening to them this morning. A lot of people, holy tidal wave of talkbacks. Thank you. I heard all you guys. Everybody wanted to vent about that same thing yesterday about yesterday's game. People were very upset by that. Now, look. I find it, people complain. I get a lot of talkback complaints about the questions I write in there.
Right.
And then, but I should be the one leaving a talkback complaining about you guys because you cheat at the game. You guys are cheaters.
All you do
is try to cheat.
Let's just not do that.
Come on the air with us. Have some fun. Answer the questions. If you get them right, great. If you get them all wrong, holy horrible trivia. That's okay too.
No big deal.
We'll all share a laugh and you'll probably still win something.
Thank you. All right. With that being said, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Robert.
Robert, what is going on, my friend? Now, Robert does not sound like a cheater. Robert sounds like a stand-up guy.
Except for that one time on his high school girlfriend. But other than that, he's had a flawless track record since then. Am I right, Robert?
Correct. We were so upset yesterday listening to the radio, so I am so glad we made it. We're guaranteed not cheating.
Thank you so much. All right, for those who are not familiar with the game, we are going to ask Robert 4 random trivia questions. You only got to get 3 correct, Robert, and you win
4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Let's get right to it. Here's question number 1. April 18th, 1906 is an infamous date in history of San Francisco. What happened on that day?
Oh, my God. The only thing I can guess is maybe an earthquake happened.
Yep, a major earthquake.
That was a big one. Very, very big one. All right, question number 2. In many commercials, the Pillsbury Doughboy used to giggle when people would do what to him?
They used to tickle his tummy.
Yep.
Quick little poke.
Poke him in the tummy.
He's so cute. I want one.
Side question. I always assumed that he had a little belly button right there, and that's what they were poking. He has no belly button. That feels very dumb.
Is that a Mandela effect?
Yeah, I think it is.
Wow.
I just assumed he had one. But he
doesn't. Right. You got 2 points so far. Just need one more. Here's question number 3. In 1865, Robert E. Lee and his army surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant in Virginia during what war?
Oh, my God. What war, guys? Let's just go with Civil War. We're not cheating. Yep.
Nicely done.
That
was the Civil War. Ulysses S. Grant.
Yes,
a lot of S's in there. All right, question number 4. This one's just for funsies. You guys have already won the game. A pod is the correct term for a group of what type of animal?
A pod's got to be like dolphins or a whale or something.
Yeah, both of those. Whales and dolphins. Nice job, you guys.
And you were quick with the answers.
Yep, without Google or anything like that.
That was some really sly, clever cheating. I'm sure they were using AI.
We've been training. Me and my 2 kids, we listen every morning. Shout out to Aliana Alexander, my wife, Larissa. We listen every morning, so we're so glad we're on here.
Thank you so much. Glad you guys won this.
You just got 4 tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Fright Fest is going on right now. Mm-hmm. So much fun. So you and the family can get out there, okay?
We're so excited. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Of course. Hang on. Have a great rest of your day.
Real ones right there, Selena. Those are some real ones. They got the entire family listening to our show. Love you guys. And then they played the game for the love of the game.
I love it. Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. I got a few DMs here. First one. Hey, Graham, my boys and I would like to wish Brandon a very happy birthday today. He's the best daddy and hubby. He works hard for his family, and we love and appreciate him more than words can say. Love, Roman, Junior, Cameron, and Mish. Yes. Happy birthday, Brandon.
You got to give me a second. Hang on. I got to find your Who Gives a Fart. Oh, you know what?
A lot of technical difficulties this morning.
Who Gives a Fart?
There we go. Thank you.
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Please give my husband, Austin, a birthday shout out. He listens to the JV show religiously every morning. Happy birthday, Austin. Remember, we're all cheering you on and love you very much from Holo Holo Familia. And that's from Virginia. Yes. Happy birthday, Woo! Austin.
Who Gives a Fart?
Hope you have a great day. Another one here. Hey, Graham's sister in your DMs. Welcome in. My brother Alex's birthday was on Sunday. He's a big fan of the JV show, and I completely forgot to give him a shout out. Whoops. I want to wish him a happy late birthday. Happy late birthday, Kaku. I wish you the best always. We will continue to celebrate your birthday month. Thank you. And that is from Yesenia.
Who Gives a Fart?
Did I say that right? C-A-C-U?
Yeah, Kaku.
Kaku.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
All right, one more here. Just a mom trying to slide through your DMs. Welcome in. I want to wish my son Lucas Cruz a very happy 8th birthday. Lucas, we're so proud of the person you are, kind, caring, and loving. Seeing you smile is the best part of our day. We hope you have an amazing day at school with all your friends and can't wait to spend time with you later. Love you to the moon and back. That's from Mama, Dada, and Buster.
Who gives a fart?
Very
That's
sweet.
A good point.
All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Diddy has officially filed an appeal.
The Diddler?
The Diddler. Yep, I'm going to give you those details coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. This is Chris from Livermore. Wanted to tell my wife, Vanessa, happy 9-year anniversary. I love you, baby.
Aw, happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary,
so
guys.
So sweet.
Can I give a huge birthday shout-out right now?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, God! I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to shout out the best mother-in-law out there. Shout out to Martha. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Martha.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, who gives a fart?
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Diddy is filing for an appeal. Now, remember his team? Yeah, the Diddler. Remember his team said previously that if he didn't get acquitted, which he didn't, and if he gets sentenced to prison time, which he did, this is what would happen. So Monday, his team officially filed, and they're going to follow up with their brief for the appeal. Within 4 to 6 weeks, and that's where they lay out like all their reasoning, and this error happened and we don't agree with this, so that's going to happen in the coming weeks. However, they might not even have to do all of that, because according to reports, Trump is considering commuting Diddy's sentence as early as this week.
Jeez.
As you know, just days after he was sentenced, his legal team got in touch with the White House official to discuss this matter. Apparently, a lot of White House staff are urging Trump to not free Diddy, but one source close to him says at the end of the day, he does whatever he wants, and it's something that he's strongly considering.
If you kiss enough butt, we know what will happen.
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
that's how it works. That's how it works there.
So that could happen this week.
My question is, if that doesn't happen, because the appeals process does not move quickly.
It's a lengthy process.
Nothing in our judicial system seems to move swiftly, and particularly the appeals process, that's a slow one. Would he then, because he's going to still be, I doubt he'd be released on bail during that time, given that he'd already been sentenced to prison, right?
Yeah.
So during the appeals process, he's going to be still in jail. That process takes a long time. By the time that resolves, his time that he was going to serve might almost be up, and then are they just going to then credit him with time served, and then he'll go be transferred to his actual prison sentence for like, I don't know, 3 months or something, and then he's out again. I don't know. The appeals process, I just know, moves very, very
but
slowly.
But even if it knocks 2 years off of his sentence, or it takes two years for that to happen, and then he gets to walk, I mean, that's still 2 years he won't be sitting in a prison.
And if this appeal is denied, you know, then they appeal the denied appeal. And then if that one's denied, then they appeal
the denial. Oh, they're never going to stop. I know.
Other previous appeal of that appeal.
Yes.
And then they'll appeal that one.
That one, that's right. I mean,
his lawyers are doing their job.
And he's got enough money.
Paid.
It's never going to stop. Mm-hmm. We might have just accidentally found out Taylor Swift's wedding date. So this is a rumor, okay? Just a rumor at this point. But they're saying that Taylor tried to book a venue for her wedding, right? But it was already booked up. Okay. Now, according to the source, she plans to get married at the Breakers Mansion in Newport, Rhode Island. As you know, Rhode Island, very near and dear to her heart. She has a home there. And the Breakers Mansion is this beautiful venue with 70 rooms, only 40 miles from Taylor's house. Only problem is the date that she wanted, like I said, was booked up by another couple. And that date was June 13th. So Taylor reportedly offered that couple $150,000 to pay for their wedding, their reception, and their honeymoon if they move their wedding date. So that couple agreed to switch the date because they initially said no. It is important to note that the source says when the venue calls this couple with this offer, they didn't say it was Taylor Swift. They just said that, you know, hey, another couple wants this date. Will you take $150,000? They said they think it's Taylor just because of the date, June 13th. It's the only 13th that lands on a Saturday in all of 2026. And everyone knows that 13 is Taylor's number.
That's a pretty good theory. I would definitely, if I was the couple, want to know if it was Taylor Swift on the other end of the line. Because
demand
then,
more.
Then I'm asking for an incredibly bigger sum of money. Like, no, that's our lucky date. And we've been planning our wedding on that date.
You never say yes on the first offer. Let them counter offer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, it sounded like maybe they did. They countered and got like a little bit more. But if Taylor Swift, I assume, you know, if she wants the date, there's no sum of money that is going to stand in her way from getting it.
Oh, my gosh. I should call this place and just book it.
You should start booking any other day that's probably...
Yeah, any other 13 day.
Any other day that has a number that she might like.
So I was looking at the calendar because I'm like, really? June 13th is the only Saturday that lands... It's the only 13th that lands on a Saturday? That's the only one in 2026. However, and I don't know if this could be anything, but December 13th coming up here in a couple months is also a Saturday, and it's Taylor's birthday.
It doesn't matter. It's right in the middle.
You don't want to get married.
He's
on
got a game. I bet you look at the Chiefs schedule.
Oh, that's right. Okay, with that. I didn't consider football.
I bet you he plays the game the very next day. So there's
I'm going with the June 13th date then.
Get out the prediction journal. Let's write it down. God. So the couple did forfeit the date. They got paid $150,000. They should have gotten more. And you think that's Taylor's official wedding date?
Yes.
I think I'm with you on that one.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
And again, that is just the rumor. You know, someone just said that, hey, my friend got offered this money.
It's the off season.
Hey, it tracks.
For football, they might have some mini camps, but Kelsey's old. He doesn't need to go to the mini camps.
I think it tracks.
It's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. June 13th. We'll see.
But like,
lock our predictions in.
We'll think that, you know, and like all the evidence. And then at the end, it'll be like she got married on some day where if you add all the dates of the, you know, the 6th of June, you know, you add all the things up and it's going to total some other number that's meaning to her. And we're going to be totally wrong.
That's also very possible. But for now, I'm leaning more towards this. That might change in the future.
Yeah.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. We finally know the cause of that major internet outage yesterday. That Amazon Web Services outage had major effects on hundreds of thousands of top websites and apps, and problems persisted basically all day long. Well, the official cause is a DNS server error, you guys. It's just a simple DNS server error, of course. Amazon says the outage started with an error with its DNS at their Northern Virginia data plant, which is their largest data center. And then following that DNS failure, a domino effect of issues followed, basically, that affected cloud computing services, network load balances that route traffic between servers, and this affected thousands of businesses, like I mentioned. Are we buying this? It was just, hey, you guys, it was just a little DNS server error.
No.
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Amazon never goes out like that.
I know that, like, when I've had we were having trouble with our home internet and some stuff, and, like, you know what it was? It was a DNS server issue, and so, like, I changed one number in one box, and then, like, all of our stuff started working again, and you know what I mean? So, like, you mean to tell me that somebody, like, typed a 2 in, and it took out a couple thousand sites rather than typing
one
into that box or whatever it was? I don't know. It's tough to, this is the best possible scenario for them to clean it up. Cause it's like, you guys don't, all you companies that rely on our servers, don't you worry. It was a little DNS thing. Like, don't worry. It wasn't Todd from accounting clicking on those questionable links for hot singles in his area. That wasn't,
DNS problem.
Something more nefarious, like a hack or something like that. Cause you don't want, that would really shake things up. Given that how many businesses use
Amazon. All I know is my Amazon packages didn't come yesterday.
Oh, no.
They were still stuck at, like, the carrier facility all day.
Yeah.
When they should have been there yesterday morning. Like, it was, like, really ruining my life.
Hashtag Hayward Strong.
I know.
We will rebuild.
I know. I got to wait till today.
Oh, my God. How are you doing
that? I don't even know how you showed up today.
We've been so spoiled with packages coming, you know, overnight or, you know, later that same day. It takes any longer than that, and we don't know how to act.
We were trying to order some stuff for our Halloween costumes yesterday here at work.
And, like, and it was spinning. Like,
Amazon's spinning. We're like, I hit buy now, and it's telling me, I don't know. Did I buy it now? We are spoiled.
Yeah.
Incredibly spoiled.
Yeah. All right, next on the JV show, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Also, we're going to be talking about something called the 996 work schedule.
Sounds spooky.
Graham is going to explain what that is next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, one more quick thing before we give you the chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Speaking of money, I got my Facebook settlements.
You did?
Money, yep.
How did you, have to opt in or something?
I think so.
Dang it. Everyone's getting their checks. Yeah. I've seen a bunch of people.
I got my check.
Is it 20
direct deposit?
What'd you get?
$34.
Let's go.
Let's go.
straight to Starbucks. You know, like what if you were like a really good, like, you know, coworker, be like, you know what? I got free $34. I'm gonna bring my besties at work, a little Starbucks the next day, you know, like let me know what you guys want. Yes. That's just what I would do if I had gotten a Facebook settlement check. But like, you do you, boo. Like, you do you.
Well, you didn't let me finish what I was gonna do with the money. Oh,
so what are you gonna do with the money?
Energy drinks on me.
Whoa!
For
Starbucks
me.
Sounded better.
Yeah,
right?
Starbucks.
Yeah,
for
spice
me.
Latte,
spice latte know. With the cold foam.
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no. It's too much money. No, I'm not going to spend my whole winnings on you guys.
Winnings.
Your winnings?
Yeah.
All right. We do have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash, though. Graham, what is, you know, friendo,
thank you. My screen is not working this morning, so I'm going to let you do it.
We're having a lot of difficulties this morning. Thank you for bearing with us. But if you want to win this $1,000 in crazy cash, your nationwide keyword to enter is ball.
Zach.
B-A-L-L, ball. Zach. Enter that word now, wild94.9.com. Or if you are streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, just hit the contest tab and enter that right there for your chance to win. All right, Graham.
Are you guys familiar with 996?
No.
No.
996 is a part of the new work culture that is taking over a lot in San Francisco because we have so many AI startups here. And 996 is an expectation that you're going to work from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. 6 days a week. 996. That translates to a 72-hour work week, just to let you know if you're going to do the math on that.
Oh, my God.
But they're saying that's sort of the expected effort that you need to be putting in at these startups. That's everybody's there is doing that. So if you want to be working there, just get used to it because everybody else around you, your coworkers, they're going to be doing the same thing. Kiss your social life goodbye, whatever. You need to pour everything into this startup. And look, there may be an incredible payday down the line. Your startup that you're working at goes public someday and you've got some equity stake in the company or whatever it may be, you might get incredibly wealthy from it. The company might fall flat on its face. You don't know. But in the meantime, you need to be working at 996. Could you guys, and again, the one carrot being dangled there is there could be a massive payday in a few years down the road. Could you guys work a 996?
Never in my million years.
You couldn't?
No.
I feel like I could, but I wouldn't want it to start at 9. I would want it to start earlier so that I could get out earlier.
So like 7, 7, 6?
6, 7.
7, 9, 6, 7. It's still got to be 9 hours a day.
You guys, I barely last 4 hours here. You think I'm working 9? From 9 to 9?
Selena, where did you work before this job?
Before this, I worked at a tanning salon.
You probably could have done 8 hours.
I don't know. I feel like people like me just weren't made for real jobs.
I'm sorry, we're doing the math on this all wrong. Did I say 9 hour day? It's a 12 hour day.
Right, 9 a.m. from 9 to 9.
99 is a 12 hour day. And then, 6 days a week, 72
hours.
That's a lot.
12 hours.
And it kind of bothers me. Look, at the end of the day, do you, boo. But it bothers me that people are accepting this because the rest of us is trying to fight for like work life balance and, you know, 4 day work weeks and more time home with the kids and family and for our mental health. And then there's people like this. They're like, oh, I don't need that. Need mental health. I'll
but
just
it's,
work
it's
all day.
Not even that. It's not that they don't need it. It's they need the money, right?
Or yeah. I mean, I think there are two things at play here. First is a lot of these companies, younger CEOs, they don't have kids at home. They don't work-life balance. What are you talking about? They're pouring everything into their company. Their company is their life. And so they're expecting you, particularly a lot of employees that are doing this, you're younger as well. Like, sorry, you don't need to be out at a bottomless mimosa brunch on a Saturday morning. You need to be here working. Mm-hmm. And they don't have, and you know, the employees maybe don't have kids in the workplace.
I will say
so
this.
Saying throw, a lot of these younger CEOs are saying, throw that work-life balance idea out the window. Like, that's not what this is. If you want to be a part of this, you got to work.
I will say this. Younger me before, or maybe when I was like just getting into radio, where I was younger, you know, single,
no kids.
Mm-hmm. I would have been down to put in 12 hours. I probably was putting in 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I could see it working, actually, but for a certain type of person.
I think I could do it if I knew that in the long run it was going to, get me to, like, my dream job.
Well, let's just say there's a couple mil at the end of it, Selena. You just got to do this for 4 years. 996 for 4 years. But a couple mil is coming your way.
Again, younger me, no kids.
Yeah.
And I could do that because it was just me. Yeah. If that was guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, there's no guarantees.
That's
in life,
the thing.
Right. I worked that. Three I jobs like at risks. One point. I feel like I could. Would I be like happy about it? Probably not, because I'd be extremely, you know, my eye bags would be extremely ugly and, you know, it'd be rough.
Coworkers being subjected to that. Like, oh.
But I also feel like people who work at these AI startups, they really like what they do. They're into this. So it wouldn't be like as miserable as you having to work three different jobs, you know, just to get a paycheck.
I think a lot of it depends on who your boss is and who your coworkers are. Because if you're spending that much time at work and if they're treating you well during your time there and you enjoy the people that you're collaborating with, that makes a huge difference. Anybody knows that's listening that's ever had a horrible boss, that can take what should be a really fun or great job or a fulfilling job and make it just a terrible
one. I can see that.
It all depends who you're working for.
Isn't there a lot of like tech jobs where you can just be remote and do it from home? You're still putting in the hours, but if you're doing it from home, it kind of makes it a little better.
That's old school, Jess. No, we've moved on. The
everyone's
pandemic's
back
over.
In office.
Yeah, we're back
office.
In office. I was doing a 9-9-7, I think, while I was doing this job and building a house at the same time. I worked 7 days a week for 2 years.
That's
and
right.
From, I don't know, I get up at 3 a.m. until whatever
time. And were
time
you miserable?
It got until whatever time I went to bed. I was basically working the entire time. I mean, again, a bunch of that work as I'm building a house is for myself. So that part is better. But it's I know I can do it. I prefer my current schedule where I have a little more flexibility.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Are you guys going to be playing the Mega Millions today?
No.
Ever since they raised the price from $2 to
$5. It is $5 a ticket.
It's expensive.
But the jackpot has reached $650 million. It is the 10th largest prize in Mega Millions history, and that drawing is tonight.
The needle doesn't move for me now unless it's over a billion. We've had too many over a billion dollar jackpots before, right? It's like lottery fever doesn't get as high in this country until it's a billion or nearing a billion. All right, lots of excited people in Canada today talking about the Toronto Blue Jays' thrilling come-from-behind win over the Seattle Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS last night. Jays were trailing 3-1 in the 7th inning until George Springer blasted a 3-run home run, and they went on to win the game 4-3. The Blue Jays will now host Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers in Game 1 in Toronto of the World Series on Friday night. Go Jays!
Woo-hoo! We'll have another warm day with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Some cities may reach the low 80s. We're not supposed to get rain until the weekend. However, some scattered showers and maybe even a thunderstorm or two are possible overnight.
Oh, my God.
Just heads up.
It was nice yesterday.
It was hot yesterday.
Hey, Leo besties.
Hey,
your day today is going to be a 7. You've been putting off getting in touch with your feelings, so take a moment today to do so. You might realize as you dig a little deeper that it might be the reason for some of your out-of-character behavior lately. Mm. Let the tears fall, and logic and clarity should follow.
Yeah.
Graham?
Let go of the logic, Graham.
Anything to cry about?
Now that you mentioned it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick, we've all seen those AI homeless man prank videos, right?
Yep.
I like those.
If you don't know, people are showing like text threads and they're like, "Mom, a homeless man came to the door and I let him in. He's laying in your bed. Here I am feeding him." And they're using AI, obviously, to generate these images of a man.
So it looks like they're
laying
actually in
their house. Their bed. Yeah. And the moms or wives or whoever, they're like freaking out. Like, "What are you doing? I'm going to call the cops. Get him out of there." So police departments across the country are actually issuing statements to stop this prank. Because, one, it's stupid. And two, potentially dangerous. I didn't know that two teens... in Ohio, they were actually charged for their involvement in one of these because it creates a false emergency. Uh-huh. Somebody does call 911, and now you're using those actual police resources for a prank.
No.
And so they are facing criminal charges. Again, they're juveniles, so it's not like they're going to do any serious time or anything like that. But a lot of different police departments across the country are issuing statements. Here's one from the Salem Police Department that said this prank dehumanizes the homeless, causes the distress recipient to panic, and then waste police resources. Another statement here says, "Here's the problem. Officers are responding fast, using lights and sirens to what sounds like a lot of to what sounds like a call of a real intruder and only getting called off once everyone realizes it was a joke.
Yeah, this is not good. Don't do it.
We've made our AI bed. We got to sleep in it now, right? These things, the pictures, you know, you can do them, make them look incredibly real, you know? So
they look so real.
The person on the other end of the prank, although I assume the majority, the vast majority of these pranks, quote unquote prank videos we've seen, they're also just fake.
I didn't wonder that.
Most of them, what we're seeing is a fake text exchange. And while it's funny, like, you know, you kind of get a little giggle out of it, you know, they're not actually pranking a real person, but people are inspired by those to then go try it
and actually
real
prank somebody. Yeah.
And then
how come nobody is calling the cops when it's the hot maid that they've let into the house?
You know what? That's a good point.
She's sweeping the walls, Joe. She's sweeping the walls.
I saw that one.
I love that one. Those ones are good. But yeah,
no one's calling the cops on her.
Wife and girlfriend very upset that the husband has hired a new housekeeper and she's smoking hot.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. But anyways, yeah, so you could be facing some...
I'm done with
some
AI,
trouble if
you
do that.
Me too.
I don't like it.
I'm out. It was fun while it lasted. It was novel for like a minute.
Right. Now it's just, it's too much. It's just, it's everywhere at this point.
I don't believe anything anymore.
Nope.
I know. All right. Next on the JV show, a new dating trend to be on the lookout for, snowmanning. Yep. I don't know what this is.
Sounds dirty.
Jess is going to tell us next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about those homeless man prank AI videos.
Good morning, JV show. This is Nancy. I'm so excited the Talkback mic is working again.
Yes.
But I just want to say you're talking about AI, and it's getting so bad. There's actually, if you go look at St. Louis Zoo's TikTok page, they have the cutest video of penguins dancing to Bubbles. And I saw it, and I immediately thought it was AI generated. I was like, there is no way this is happening. And it is an actual video, but there's so much AI that you don't even believe anything anymore. It's sad. Anyways, love you guys.
Yeah, I feel like I think everything is fake that I come across now.
I could not agree more. It is ruining the experience.
My experience on Instagram.
It is, because that was that was one of the exciting things about when people were able to share videos so instantly. You were getting these incredible things captured on a video, like, oh my God, have you ever seen this before? Or somebody just pulled this off, or that you were getting something real. That's what it was exciting about it, right? And now you're just getting fed with all this fake slop, and it's like, well, who cares? I don't care that this thing happened in a video because it's not real. Yeah. We're getting over. Well, I think there's going to be a huge amount of fatigue amongst everybody at some. We're going to hit that point very, very soon, because I think people are already going to be getting tired of it. It's like AI generating music and stuff. Like, yeah, it's novel at first. Like, wow, can't believe AI came up with this song. And at the end of the day, it's like, no, I want music made by a freaking human. Like,
some of that stuff is pretty good, though.
Pretty good. It's novel at the start, but as we go forward, you're going to get sick of it. Like, it's not real.
I like the ones, though, where it's like the songs that we know, but like different genre. Do you know what I mean? Like, those are the ones that I mean.
Like, turned country or something?
Yeah. I also love, like, when anyone comes across an AI video, they always feel the need to comment, this is AI. You go to the comments, and it's like 100 comments of everyone saying AI. Like, we know.
But also, if there's a video that is like something semi unbelievable, everyone in the comments is getting right. This is AI.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go to it and be like, oh, it's AI. Even though the video could have been real, could have been penguins actually dancing to Bubbles.
Yeah. But also,
the St. Louis
Zoo. We post
Who follows the St. Louis Zoo on TikTok?
Yeah, I don't know.
Knock it off, people. Get out there. Go outside.
If we happen to, you know, in the future, post any AI videos on our Instagram, JV Morning Show, or Wild 94.9. Just, you know,
mind your business.
Yeah,
we'll strike this from the podcast.
Like the
back
post,
everything,
and that's it.
Take back everything I just said. Yeah, that's right. Forgot we had one of those in the can.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's talk about snowmanning. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
I guess we had it.
Wait, Grammy said it sounds like something dirty.
Yeah, I'm afraid to type that in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, you might not want to.
Thank you.
But I guess we didn't really have any sort of term for a seasonal relationship, and that's what this is. But a seasonal relationship that is just in the winter months.
Cuffing season!
Well, cuffing season, but snowmanning.
We had that.
But it's like a snowmanning relationship.
Okay.
You wouldn't call it a cuffing relationship, you know? And it's basically like you want to form this romantic connection specifically for these cold, lonely months so that you have a plus one for the holiday gatherings.
Yeah, you want to be able to bring somebody home. for Thanksgiving or Christmas and not be on your couch alone as it's cold outside and you just want to be snuggled up and couch rotting and whatever.
Now, the thing with these relationships, though, is that they start off very quick and very intense. So they get intense really quick.
In other words, they snowball.
So this is just to have someone to bring home for the holidays?
Bring home for the holidays.
Wouldn't you rather bring nobody than someone who you barely know and like you're not really into like that?
Unless they're smoking hot.
That, and also not if your family is continuously asking about, hey, when are you going to get into a relationship?
When are you going to meet someone? You
know? Yeah, but then settle down? You keep on bringing these short-lived relationships around your family. Then when you do bring somebody serious, they're going to be like, oh, this is just another one of those flings, or she's nobody or he's nobody.
Yeah, but I think your family will sometimes tend to act a little bit different if you do bring someone along.
And I still think there's something to be said about people's desire to have a relationship during the holidays. You know, the weather's worse outside. Not so much here in California, but imagine other places where, like, you can't barely go outside because it's minus 20 and the snow's piling up outside your door. You want to be having someone piling up next to you on the couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, some people also look at it from a different angle and don't want someone during the holidays. So you don't have to buy them gifts. You don't have to deal with their family.
That's a good point.
That's true.
But I think for the most part, people want to be able to do all of these holiday related activities, go ice skating or go to the pumpkin patch during Halloween and do all of these things with a certain partner. So they tend to get into these relationships very fast. And then
snowmanning.
Once the
By the way, Urban Dictionary has a completely different
definition.
I can't say.
But once the holiday season ends, then the relationship melts
thaws
away.
Thaws out. Oh. Oh, snowman joke.
But you're going to find yourself in a tough situation because, I mean, you have to stay until New Year's, right? So you have that New Year's kiss. And then if you don't break up in January, you're going to have to wait till after Valentine's Day because you can't do it right before Valentine's
Things
Day.
Things will start to snowball again, and next thing you know, you're in a full man,
now you're engaged.
Full-on snowman relationship again by 4th of July. Yeah, I just, my experience bartending in San Francisco, it's like you see a lot of single people, see, and then suddenly the winter months would roll around, and all of a sudden it was like, none of the single people come out anymore.
Wow.
Everybody couples up. I'm telling you, getting close to the holidays and getting close to wintertime is a game of musical chairs. And then everybody tries to pair up really quick. And then in the spring, the single people would be suddenly back out again. Where have you been for the last three, 4 months?
I don't really like the term, though, snowmanning. I think cuffing season is essentially the same thing.
It is.
And I like that.
More?
Yeah.
Well, if you wanted a new term, here you go.
Snowmanning.
Yeah. Just be careful where you...
Were you
snowman? Yeah. Snowman. Were you snowman? Because whew, that's, it means something completely different to some people.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kevin Federline reveals the final straw that led to his breakup with Britney. So you know his book is out today, right?
Oh,
you thought
you
knew. It's officially out today. By the way, how do you guys feel about everything? Are you like K-fed out like I am?
Yep.
Like it's just, it's overload.
I'm not at full saturation like I am with, like, you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, for example. I'm at full saturation there. I'm still
invested.
Curious to hear a few more juicy nuggets that come out of this.
I feel like we've heard so much before the book even dropped. Like, what more is there? You know, but I mean, here's another juicy nugget you might like, Graham.
Okay, I'm ready.
So we already talked about Kevin saying the beginning of the end was when he caught Britney doing some hard drugs in his dressing room one time while she was still breastfeeding. And so he told her, like, hey, go home. Do not breastfeed the kids. And then Britney threw a drink in his face. And I was like, haha, screw you. Well, when another part, in another part published by TMZ yesterday, Kevin says this was like the final straw for him. He was in Miami for work, got a call in the middle of the night, and it was Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan on the other end of that call. They were super drunk and they were like begging him to come home. Like, you need to come home now. And he heard his kids crying in the background. And
dude,
he said,
when you have Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton calling you as the voices of reason, you know there's something
and
wrong.
And he said it had to be like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And that was it. Any hope he had that, you know, Britney can like get her ish together and they can pull it together for the kids, that was gone. Like, she's not going to change.
Yeah.
And that was what led to their divorce. They're only married like 2 years, if that.
Yikes. That's bad.
Yeah. What a time. What a time. Yeah. Brittany and Paris and Lindsay.
They probably have some stories.
Yeah, what a time.
Probably a bunch of not so good stories.
Yeah, but again, if you want more stories like that, Kevin Federline's book is out today. Grammy,
it's called The Man Inside Me.
No,
you said?
No. Brittany's book was called The Woman in Me.
Yeah, that's what
and
I said.
No, Kevin's book is called You Thought You Knew.
Got it.
Yeah.
Look out for that.
Yes. All right, Graham, what do you
local
have?
Local bookstore. All right, we talked yesterday about former NFL running back and Oakland native Doug Martin and the strange circumstances surrounding his death over the weekend. Oakland PD responded to a call about a break-in, and Martin was the suspect. They took him into custody following a brief struggle. It was then that he suffered some type of medical emergency and became unresponsive and passed away at the hospital. According to a statement from his former agent that was released on behalf of his family, it said, quote, privately, Doug battled mental health challenges. Doug's parents were actively seeking medical assistance for him and had contacted local authorities for support. Feeling overwhelmed and disoriented, Doug fled his home during the night and entered a neighbor's residence two doors down. So I think maybe that answers some of the why question about why he was where he was, because he made it he made quite a bit of money in the NFL. So it seems strange that just a few years removed from his playing career, he'd be out breaking into houses. But we still don't have an answer about what happened to him medically while he was in police custody after they caught him. Some former teammates and coaches of his have also come out to express their sadness over the entire incident, but they've also mentioned his struggles with mental health. I said that yesterday, though, that if you watched Doug Martin play in the NFL, he wasn't the biggest guy. You know, they called him Muscle Hamster. He was like 5'9", but he was, stout, strong, and he ran hard. He did not shy away from contact. You know what I mean? He was one of these guys that, you were trying to tackle him, you were going to get punished.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what we've seen in the NFL, not just amongst players that play that way, but it sure seems to be a link to that type of play style and these head injuries is CTE, which leads to all sorts of mental health problems in later in life after you've hung it up. And
such a scary thing.
I hope that they do study his. I hope that he allows and his family allow for them to study his brain to find out if that's what one of the things that was happening. I don't know. It's tough because look, I love watching football, and I you think of the 49ers of the past few years. Selena's like, football? What are you talking about? But, they call them the Yak Bros, yards after catch, because these guys, your Debos and your George Kittles, they would just punish people. Rather than run out of bounds and shy away from contact, they run right into it and just steamroll people. But that is only increasing the amount of these hard, hard hits that you're taking in the violence of the game. When rather than avoid contact, they seek it out. And as a fan, you're like, yes, yes, crush him. But then you think about what these guys are going to deal with down the road, and you're like, should I be applauding this?
And look at other NFL players or former NFL players that we know for a fact had CTE, Aaron Hernandez, and how his life played out.
Yep.
Very scary thing, but thank you for those details, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Tuesday, longest week ever, if you ask us. We talk a lot about AI here on the JV Show. One of the things we talked about a little bit earlier was AI music.
So, following up on Selena's comment about AI music, love it. Some of it is garbage, most of it is good. My favorite right now is the 50 Cent remake of 21 Questions as a ballad. Check that one out, guys.
I was going to say, not that one, but I've heard that song in particular. I've heard like a 50s version or like a soul version.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've seen some of those.
Really good.
I
care less about the stuff that's made up completely, but when it's a song you recognize, it is interesting to hear it perform differently.
Again, novel, yes, but I don't know. I'd be way more impressed by it if it was a human being that came up with it and remixed it or whatever and redid it and remastered it, whatever. In my mind, that's so much cooler when AI is just cranking it out. AI doesn't have any feelings. AI doesn't know what this song meant to us.
Or
AI
any creativity.
That part bugs me. I don't get as excited about it where people send me those links all the time in the videos and I'll give it a few second listen, but I'm just not oh my God, can you believe it? A computer did this. If you told me it was a real person in a studio making it, I'd be whoa. I'd cool. be impressed. Like, this
I could see that.
I just don't get excited for AI stuff.
The other thing we were talking about is Britney Spears, because Kevin Federline's book is out today, and we were talking about how the final straw, according to him, was when he got a call from Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan saying, hey, you're across the country for work. You got to get home now. The kids are crying.
Good morning, JV Show. So with the Kevin Federline thing, you know, you guys are talking about how he would get like $20,000 per child, something like that. And, you know, that whole spiel. When I think about it, if roles were reversed and it was like Kevin Federline with Britney Spears' kids, like there would just be this outrage. And it's like, why do we keep ignoring Britney's bad behavior? I don't know.
I think we do. I think we do a lot of that now. It's a little bit tougher because I think there's some mental health stuff.
There definitely is.
Very confidently can say there's a lot of mental health stuff going on with Britney. So that's where it like murkies the waters a little bit for me. But again, if the roles were reversed and we found out, you know, Kevin Federline was being just a terrible dad and all this stuff, but he was the one that had all the money, right? And then Britney's getting whatever and child support from him, and he was awful and stuff and doing these terrible things, we'd be like, get your bag, queen, get that money. When it's the opposite, we are kind of like, we're still judging Kevin Federline harshly.
I think it has to do with the narrative that he was a gold digger all along. That's what people always say, you know, that he was just after her for the money anyway. Yeah. So when you hear, at one point he was getting $40,000 a month on top of his divorce settlement,
that's
like you can't help but think women have been accused as gold
diggers in other relationships, and you guys are always like, get your bag, queen, yeah.
The reason it's different with Britney and the reason why I think I still feel bad for her is because we felt bad for her for being in a conservatorship.
But she needed that. We've learned out that was the structure she needed. She can't handle taking care of herself, clearly.
But it just felt like she had already been taken advantage of.
But that's what we were led to believe that this situation was taking advantage of her and was awful. It turns out it was the proper thing. She needs it.
But I still feel bad for her.
I know. Because even today, she's saying how, you know, her freedom and her freedom was stripped from her and her wings were clipped. And, you know, so it's like you can't help but keep that in the back of your mind. And then all of the negative talk about Kevin Federline, you have, you know, that is in the back of your mind as well. And so it's already kind of, for a lot of people, myself included, I'll admit, it's already kind of shaped how I see them.
I get it. But I think it is a double standard.
What if your wings were clipped, Graham?
It is.
I don't want my wings to be clipped. But in this case, like, we've seen...
It's tough.
We've seen the version of Britney with the freedom, and it's not going, it's not going
well
right
now. It's not great at all.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.